Sexually oriented businesses in San Antonio have been essentially unregulated for a number of years. City staffers tell Texas Public Radio 26 sexually oriented establishments may be operating as non-sexually oriented.
But indeed, in effect, they were sexually oriented. Come on. I mean, and there's no one that could drive by there, as we always say, pass the red face test, and says, that's a sexually oriented business.
A new ordinance is under consideration that District 6 Councilman Ray Lopez says would tie up the language to require sexually oriented businesses to be licensed properly. It would also enhance the criminal penalty from a Class C misdemeanor to a Class A offense, and it would require expanded coverage of the female breast.
The ones that are going to get the unintended consequences, those clubs that have been operating generally under the rules are now going to have to go and get that permit and file for it because there are some bad actors in the industry.
The city says studies have found a correlation between sexually oriented businesses and high crime rates in the surrounding neighborhoods, with narcotics and prostitution the main criminal activity. Lopez says sexually oriented businesses are determined by the top the entertainer wears. Anything less than a bikini top is sexually oriented, he says.
Be upfront about it and don't be across from a school and a church. My God, I mean, come on, give me a break.
The full city council will take up the new ordinance in December. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.